Sticking to the shadows, the preacher approached Beaumont's house on foot. This sedate residential neighborhood was too far from downtown and the riverfront for any of the raucous sounds originating in those areas to penetrate. To all appearances, it was a quiet, peaceful night in these parts. The preacher's instincts told him that was not the case. Somewhere out there were armed men who wanted him dead. He came at the barn from the rear, moving slowly and carefully. When he was about 50 yards from the building, he stopped and listened for a cough or any other faint sound a guard might make. His eyes searched the shadows for any trace of movement. The sound came from the shadows near the rear of the barn.
A sentry changing position.
Preacher took his time about it. 5 minutes later, he was within arm's reach of the man who stood near the barn door with a rifle cradled in his arms. Preacher figured there might be more men inside. He looked up. The rear door into the hayloft was closed, but he knew it had only a simple latch on the inside. If he could get up there, he could slide his knife through the gap around the door and lift the latch. A barrel sat against the rear wall. Preacher reached down, pulled the belt off the man he had killed, and climbed onto the barrel. Preacher held onto one end of the belt and tossed it upward toward the beam that protruded from the wall just above the loft door. It wrapped around on the first try. From there, it was a simple matter to climb up the door and work the latch open just as he had thought. A moment later, Preacher was inside the deep darkness of the loft, stretched out on the hay. Carefully, he crawled to the edge of the loft and peered over. No lights burned inside the barn. Preacher relied on his senses and his instincts to tell him where the men were. He pinpointed three of them. One just inside the door, one beside the stall where a horse was, and a third man near the ladder that led down from the loft. Preacher's eyes had adjusted to the darkness so that he was just barely able to make out the shape of the third man only a few feet beneath him. Preacher fashioned a loop from one end of the belt. He stretched out on his belly at the edge of the loft and studied the guard just below him. The fellow wore a cap of some sort rather than a wide-brimmed hat, which was a stroke of good fortune. That guard was completely taken by surprise when the loop dropped over his head and jerked tight around his neck. The muscles in Preacher's arms and shoulders bunched as he lifted the man's weight off the floor. Unfortunately, the man dropped his rifle. The other two guards ran toward the dangling man.
Garrison, what's wrong?
Preacher let go of the belt. An instant later, Preacher leaped off the edge of the loft and plummeted down to crash into one of the guards who had just run up. Preacher rolled over and surged back to his feet just in time for the third man to tackle him. Both of them went down, but Preacher twisted as he fell and managed to land on top. Then Preacher was back on his feet again. The ruckus hadn't made that much noise, and all three of the guards inside the stable were out of action for the moment. Preacher hurried into horse's stall and slapped blanket and saddle on the stallion with swift, efficient movements. He led horse out of the stall and dropped the reins, knowing the animal would stand there patiently. Then Preacher felt around until he found the rifles the guards had dropped. He took their pistols, too, shoving the weapons behind his belt. He was armed for bear now. Or for a damn war. Preacher went to the double doors at the front of the stable and lifted the bar that held them closed. Then he swung up into the saddle and drew two of the four pistols. Horse hit the doors, bursting out into the open area between the stable and the back of Beaumont's house. From the corner of his eye, Preacher spotted a man running toward him. Preacher took aim at the guard.
Beaumont! I'm coming for you, Beaumont, you goddamn coward! I'm gonna skin you alive!